Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Dallas County program presented today by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is from the Dallas County Public Health Department with our Community Health Administrator, is Abigail Chihok now joining us. And so, Abigail, I remember last time we started talking about the flu vaccine, and we kind of switched over and talked about the COVID vaccine. I kind of want to stay down the track of COVID for a moment here, and I remember back when the pandemic first started up back in 2020 and the vaccines were first starting to come out with that. You had kind of like a two-doser and then you back down to one dose. Can you clarify for that for this time go around? Is it just one dose we have to pick up? Can you clarify that for us?
Absolutely. So most people will just need one. Most people ages 5 years and older will just need the one updated COVID-19 vaccine to protect against severe illness. Young children might need several doses depending on which vaccine product their parents choose. Additionally, people who are moderately or severely immunocompromised might want to get additional doses. So we always advise those folks to talk with their doctors to see if any additional doses of the vaccine would be beneficial to them.
And then are you also seeing in Dallas County, some other counties have been seeing COVID cases trending upwards at this time. Is the same true there in Dallas County? Can you tell us about that?
I think across Iowa, we're seeing moderate levels of COVID-19, and we're really expecting that there's going to be a seasonal increase, much like we see with other respiratory illnesses during the winter months.
Again, it's probably been a while since some of us have unfortunately contracted COVID and maybe don't quite remember what do I do if I get contracted with that particular disease. Can you tell us what those protocols are if somebody does, in fact, contract COVID?
Absolutely. So hasn't changed. It's still kind of the 5+5 guidelines. And when in doubt, just stay home if you don't feel great. So if someone gets a COVID-19 infection, they should stay home. The recommendation, it stayed the same. Stay home for 5 days and do your best to stay kind of away from others in the household to prevent them from also becoming ill. And then after that, you're going to mask up for an additional 5 days. If after those first 5 days you aren't feeling well, we definitely advise you to continue staying home until you're fever-free for at least 24 hours without the use of a fever-reducing medication and your other symptoms have started to improve. If you have severe illness from COVID-19 or a weakened immune system, we definitely recommend talking with your healthcare provider for further guidance.
And then we kind of need to round out our program here. Not only is COVID and flu obviously evident during the winter season, we also have the thing that maybe gets lost from time to time, the common cold as well kind of gets thrown in there and, maybe gets associated with the flu and COVID because in these times of uncertainty, who knows what you have anymore unless you get it professionally checked out. But Abigail, if you can try your best here to maybe explain the differences of any symptoms or possibly any similarities between flu, COVID, and the common cold as far as the symptoms go.
So they often feel very, very similar. So especially between flu and COVID-19, those symptoms are going to look very similar. They might vary from person to person, but the list of symptoms is very similar. So the main way to really differentiate between those two is going to be to get tested. Regardless of what the illness is, we definitely advise folks to stay home until you're feeling well, hydrate, rest, use any of those over-the-counter medications needed for symptom management. If illness lingers or gets worse, or you know that you're high risk for severe illness, definitely be talking to your doctor about additional treatment advice. There is at-home testing available for COVID-19 still through covidtests.gov. So any household can request 4 free COVID-19 tests to kind of give you a better idea of what kind of illness you're dealing with.
And then I know you've alluded to it before, but I think we just need to keep maybe hammering it home here, Abigail. And that is, again, for people who think there can be cold warriors and illness warriors and try to show up to work even though they're not feeling 100%. Can you just, again, reiterate for us the importance for people to just stay home from work until they're almost completely better?
Yeah. So there's really two main reasons that come to mind when we want to stay home when we're sick. First, our bodies are fighting real hard to heal us and to make us well again. And it's so much easier for them to do that when we aren't pushing it really hard. Give our bodies time to rest and to heal. Secondly, we really want to respect those around us. Nobody wants to be sick. And we don't know how our germs are going to impact others. We don't know our neighbor's health history, how the people sitting next to us, how their immune system is going to react. It could be a minor inconvenience or it could send them to the hospital. We don't know that. So out of the respect for our community, we stay home when we're sick to prevent others from becoming ill with the germs that we might accidentally share.
Any other final comments you want to make here, Abigail, about, the flu or COVID or maybe those darn nasty common colds that can happen from time to time this winter season?
So last year we saw a lot during this respiratory illness season, right? We saw a lot of RSV. And so this virus, it really hits our older adults and babies really hard. And so this year there are new prevention options available that we didn't have last year. So we're really hoping that with these new tools, we're able to kind of reduce the burden of that illness, and hopefully less of our folks are going to get that severe illness. So older adults are eligible for vaccination. People that are between like 32, 36 weeks pregnant during the respiratory illness season can also be vaccinated, and it'll protect newborn babies. And then there is a preventative antibody treatment that's available for babies and young children, because we know that their lungs are just not ready for the onslaught of respiratory illness season. So we always advise older adults, new parents, parents of young children to talk to their healthcare team, because there is prevention available for RSV this year.
I guess while we're on the subject, Abigail, can you kind of educate us again on those signs and symptoms to be watchful for in case we think somebody has RSV?
So some of the symptoms of RSV, it's going to be that runny nose, decreased appetite, coughing, sneezing, fever, wheezing. Anytime our little ones, especially our itty-bitty babies, are having trouble breathing, we really want to make sure that we're taking them to the doctor, because their lungs are new and fresh, and we don't want them to have struggles breathing. So it could be RSV. The doctor will be able to test to see if it's that. But like I said, there's prevention now, so we can get these antibody treatments out there, these vaccines, to try and prevent that really kind of scary illness in our little, as well as in our older adults, where it can be really debilitating.
And with the Dallas County Health Department is our Community Health Administrator, Abigail Chihok, joining us once again. You're listening to Let's Talk Dallas County, presented today by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.